Environment. The government, in partnership with local environmental group champions and community forest associations from Nyandarua West, have launched a campaign to help reclaim the dilapidated Ol Bolasat Forest within Gathanji Ward. This is to also help in reclaiming Lake Ol Bolasat that has dried up due to the adverse effects of climate change and human activities. Ol Bolasat Forest and the Abadare Ranges serve as the main water catchment that feeds Lake Ol Bolasat, but uncontrolled deforestation and increased human activities, such as farming, has led to most rivers that feed the lake to dry up. According to Gathanji Deputy County Commissioner, DCC, Ms. Beatrice Kangafe and Nyandarua County Deputy Conservator of Forest, Ms. Grace Mukundi, the government intends to plant over 70,000 tree seedlings in the first phase of reclaiming the forest during this rainy season. The DCC noted that over the last 20 years, the forest has experienced unwarranted logging, leading to rivers drying up, but underscored the government's commitment to restore its lost glory. She spoke during the launch of a tree planting program in collaboration with community groups, among them Community Organization for Positive Impact, Care and Development, COPICAD, within the expansive Ol Bolasat Forest. COPICAD Chief Executive Officer, Reverend Joseph Nderitu, echoed the DCC's sentiments and called for concerted efforts to raise awareness, to sensitize local communities on the need to conserve and protect existing forests in the region. He noted that the use of community forest conservation groups, schools and other institutions, will help in an effort to bring back the lost canopy of the forest that also serves as a water catchment area for Lake Ol Bolasat and River Owasso Nyero, that drains their waters at Lorien Swamp in Wajir County. This initiative will be extended to other areas and is intended to bring back the lost forest cover. I encourage the planting of fruit trees because this will also help boost food security to not only the local communities, but also those in other areas, said Nderitu. The tree planting initiative is also part of enabling the government to realize the 15 billion trees by 2032. Nderitu commended the local community, schools and the Kenya Forest Service, KFS, for their dedication in participating in the tree planting program. He said the program will also help in environment conservation by enhancing rain and improvement of the entire ecosystem.